Allison.
Evan.
There are no dry bushes here. Welcome.
Cheers.
To Batch Please. Batch, we are back. Please. We're back.
We're back. Premiere night.
And we're doing something a little bit new this season where we are watching the episodes together.
Yes.
And giving you our instant reactions.
Yes.
A little buzz on rosé and margaritas.
Yes.
Which I think is the best way to do any sort of podcast.
I think it's the only way. Yeah, we watched it live. We got some drinks. We got some snacks. We are ready. We're ready.
So,
ready to chat.
I think there's a lot of stuff to cover. Obviously, premiere night, we have 30 different guys to go through. But the very first thing that we need to talk about is our bachelorette this season.
Yes.
The lovely Katie Thurston. Who I've been thirsty for some time now.
You love Katie. Evans loved Katie from the very, very beginning of Matt's season.
Yeah.
And I really like Katie too. I like that she, I feel like I've said this before, but I like that she's different. I like that she's just very much herself. She's not putting on a show for anyone. She's acting very much as herself. She's not, she really doesn't seem like she's putting anything on for the cameras or on for the guys. She's like, no, like this, even in her toast tonight, it was like, I'm not going to stand here and make some fake toast. Like, let's just all be ourselves. And I like, she's very sex positive. That was a whole theme from Matt's season, which is cool. And she's just cool.
I think she's a very authentic person. I don't think that, what's weird is that there's been a lot of Katie backlash kind of heading into the season, especially from people from Matt's season. I don't think they necessarily got her, if that's a good way to put it.
There was some weird backlash. She didn't seem, a lot of the girls from Matt's season are still friends and all have friendships, and it seems like Katie wasn't really part of that, or it seems like a lot of them did not like or understand or appreciate her humor or personality.
And so, at least in some way, she was involved in the drama of Matt's season, mostly because she was one of the ones who called it out.
Right.
And I think that was like one of the moments where I was like, oh, Katie's like a legit good human, and she's calling out the bullying and all that kind of stuff.
I would agree.
We learned a little bit more about Katie than what we knew already. So she was raised by a single mom.
Yeah, she's raised by a single mom, and then Shun said like she grew up pretty poor. They really didn't have a lot growing up, so kind of all of that shapes how she is today and who she is today, and she's grateful for the experiences she had to lead her to where she is.
She's never had someone who felt like her partner.
Yeah, she said she's had relationships before, but never someone who felt like her, like you said, or like her partner. So she's ready to find an equal match.
Yes. Which is another podcast, Match Please, that we can plug
later.
Right,
yeah, of course.
So a couple things with this season. So we are still in the COVID protocol in the Bachelor franchise. Within the time of this frame or this filming,
right.
Definitely. I think these days, like as we're recording this, things are getting better.
Yeah, mask things are changing. Mandates are lifting.
We're all vaxxed up. Vaxxed, please, is our other podcast. Right.
We're vaxxed. Check it out. We're ready to kind of try to live as normal of a life as possible. So it's kind of weird seeing this show now that it's like was filmed months ago when we weren't where we are yet today. So it's kind of weird going back to seeing some of the masks and the quarantine and all that.
Yeah. So I'm interested by the time the season ends to rank the three different spots where they had quarantine bachelor seasons.
Yeah.
So obviously we had the La Quinta for Claire and Tayshia's season.
Right.
We had the Nemacolin in Pennsylvania, which I think so far has been my favorite.
Me too.
The La Quinta was kind of a disaster. I sort of think that this has La Quinta vibes, maybe just because it's out west.
But as we talked about live, it really looks like a prison.
Oh, it looks like a penitentiary.
Absolutely.
Like certain aerial shots make it look like it is part of an episode of MSNBC's Locked Up.
Yeah, it really does. So it's going to be interesting. We'll see what happens.
Will definitely be interesting. Another wrinkle to this season, though, is that there is no
Chris Harrison. So we don't really know yet. There hasn't been any formal announcement or anything that's happening with Chris Harrison. But we do know is that there's going to be kind of a rotation of hosts, which I would like to point out was my idea that they stole.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, are you getting any compensation for that?
I said months ago that this was what they should do. And here we are doing that. So for this season, we know that the hosts are Tayshia and Caitlin Bristow, both previous bachelorettes. Tayshia, the most recent. Caitlin, a bachelorette from a few seasons ago. who actually is my favorite bachelorette of all time, and who just got engaged to Jason Tardik, who was a finalist on Becca Kufrin's season.
And you know what? I'll say Tayshia's my favorite bachelorette of all time.
I love Tayshia. Yeah, so we got our favorite bachelorettes hosting the Bachelorette. Love that for all of us.
And let me say, I think it's actually, I sort of said this throughout the episode because we watched together, but I really feel like I didn't miss Chris Harrison not being there. Honestly, I think Tayshia and Caitlin heighten the experience. I think they're a good support network. I think they can interact with the lead in a way that Chris would not be able to. I know it's like, I know you're used to having that figure, that constant
right,
figure there.
Right, I was going to say, I've also watched it for like well over a decade where it's been the same host every season. So it's definitely weird. But I do think that there's a lot to be said for having previous bachelorettes be the guides. One who got engaged and is still engaged. One who got engaged and it actually didn't work out. And had some, you know, and they both had their own dramatics within their season. So they can relate so closely to everything Katie's going through on a level that no other person can. I kind of like the idea of previous bachelors and previous bachelorettes being hosts because they can speak so closely to the experience and give that advice that like regular people cannot give.
Yeah. And I think that's a good thing moving forward because I think, so we're going to dive into a little bit of Bachelor in Paradise news real quick and we'll get back to the premiere.
Confusing Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, just because we're on the subject already of Chris Harrison.
No, it's so confusing. The news is so confusing.
So it was announced that David Spade, among others, would be, I don't really know if they mentioned who the others would be.
They
I know Wells and
Wells and Sarah Hyland, which I'm here for because I love Wells.
So they'll be filling in as sort of guest host spots on Bachelor in Paradise, which I also think is brilliant because that's a show where people can just kind of show up and hang out for a little
bit.
That's
kind of the vibe anyway on the show. But yeah. David Spade.
But it makes sense. He's been, do you watch his Instagram reviews? They're very funny, but it's also very David Spade and he's very like sardonic and sartorial about the show.
Interesting. I'm really intrigued to see what that looks like. Yeah. Bachelor in Paradise, as we all know, is by far my favorite.
It's the all-star
of the Bachelor shows. It's the all-star game. It's the celebrity softball game. It's all of the best.
Yeah. And things. I know that since we've been doing this for such a long time, you probably think like, oh, I haven't seen at least like 4 or 5 seasons of Bachelor in Paradise. I've only seen one.
One.
Because we were robbed of it last year.
We were robbed of it last year, and you only saw the one that had Colton, right?
No.
It was
no,
the
no,
Colton
no.
Tia
was,
one?
No.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Colton's Bachelor.
No, it was JPJ
season.
And Tayshia.
TayPJ.
TayPJ. Yeah, that's the season you saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, so really, Dylan and Hannah and Demi.
Demi and,
Katie.
Caitlin and what's the long-haired dude in the band?
Dean. Yeah.
Oh, man, my memory is fading
Katie,
on me.
And Chris.
Katie and Chris, Chris has been on every variation of The Bachelor.
So it's the only season that Evan has watched. So I'm really excited for him to watch Bachelor in Paradise again.
Yes.
There's going to be so many people to pull from.
Well, maybe not from this season.
Maybe not, because this season...
That's a good segue. So let's get into...
I'm going to ask you to pull up the list of contestants.
Yeah. So we did this last year, and we kind of went through each and every contestant that was brought out. We just gave our own first reactions, first impressions, if you will. And you know what? We're typically not shallow people, but this is our one chance. It's like The Purge, if you're familiar with that. Like, this is our one time of purging
and
to
in
like
the
be
first
dickheads.
Episode, really, the only thing you can go off of is looks,
right? Correct.
So that's why we're gonna allow ourselves to do it today.
Yes. So we are consulting with Glamour Magazine's...
Solid Magazine. So we're just going to do a quick rundown of all of the people.
One of my favorite.
We'll include their looks and any other
comments. A short little bio.
Them.
So first up, we have Aaron.
Hard pass.
Insurance agent, 26.
Aaron started some confusing drama immediately that I don't understand.
So here's what I think. I think that...
Does he know him beforehand?
It's either that or like it was totally fabricated because honestly, there was not a lot of... drama in the episode really at all,
not enough,
and like they
boring.
Had to like have something like, hey, can you guys just like
it
start
it was very
a beef?
Weird it, the other guy was confused.
Andrew M, a deputy district attorney,
very
So
average, I don't really have a lot to say about
it. So the comment that you made a lot during the episode was,
don't make me sound bad.
No. Yeah, I would never do that. The comment that you made was, most of these guys are, we'll say, unattractive in your eyes.
Yeah, I will say that most of the time in The Bachelorette, and all these guys come with the limo and you're like, wow. Same with The Bachelor, all the girls come with the limo and you're like, man, they're all so good looking. Yeah. How are they ever going to choose, like, pick who they think's the most attractive? Because on night one, that's kind of what you're going off of.
Yeah.
And, like, none of them.
And, like, here's the thing. I'm not an idiot. Like, I know, like, guys who are attractive or not.
That's just being a human.
I totally agree with you. Like, there are many people on this season who I was like, really? Like, I'm not saying that I'm good looking, but, like, I'm better than maybe a few of these. Like, at least two of these people.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah. It was a little painful.
Okay.
Little
so painful. That so we'll is just move right along. Andrew M. We've got Andrew S. He is the football player from Austria.
Oh, his fake accent. I immediately called it out, too.
Who is actually, apparently, Clay's
cousin. Where did you hear this? Cousin?
I believe it's in a different article. Yeah.
Okay, well,
they're both from Chicago, though.
I knew his accent was fake within half a second.
I kind of liked it, though. It reminded me at the end of Den of Thieves when O'Shea Jackson Jr. is doing a fake British accent, which seems to be the precursor for Den of Thieves 2, which is a great film, but that's for another podcast. Den, please. I like Andrew a lot, though. He seems like a goofball.
Him, they
had
cool.
Him and Katie had this like interaction where they're both doing British accents, you know, going back and forth.
We like that. Yeah, we're not going to do that here, but we like that they did that. So
we will eventually.
Moving
just
right
you
along.
Wait. So this is Austin. We're looking at Austin now. He went home.
Okay, Austin went home.
So we don't really have to go with him, but I think he's an okay guy.
He's fine.
Oh, here we go. Brandon, auto parts manager. Creepy hair, creepy face. I'm getting strange vibes.
His eyes were so, like, closed. I don't know. Like, I felt like his eyes were closed the whole episode. And, like, he, I don't know, he just creeped me out a little.
Yeah. And I think the hair, too. You gave the nod to Adam Lambert.
Yes. He looked like old Adam Lambert vibes. Right. Pre-Queen.
So, young Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
Young Adam Lambert.
Old young Adam Lambert. Like, pre-Queen Adam Lambert.
Okay, so, like, just out of American Idol.
Yeah, fresh out of American Idol.
Okay, now we have Brendan, who's a firefighter trainee.
Brendan was fine.
Brendan, like, had different looks.
Okay, first of all, his hair is too high, which I think is, like,
yeah,
it's a little too high. But in his pictures they showed...
Classic firefighter.
I was like,
picks.
Wow, yes.
What a hump.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I don't know yet, but...
I'd burn my house down.
I'm lighting your condo on fire as we speak. No, he's like... Fine. I could see potential. I could see potential for him.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. We've got Christian.
Haven't figured him out yet.
He had an interesting... So he's from Boston, and I was really hoping for a Boston accent. Like, one of my favorite things to watch in television shows or movies... are just like over the top geographic accents.
Yeah, I love it.
Specifically from Boston. Like Boston, Long
Island.
Area. We kind of get a little Long Island, I think, with James.
With James, yeah.
Even though he's not from there, I'm pretty sure he has a history there. I love like a Cajun accent too. I love that shit.
Yeah, so I can't decide. I might like him.
Okay.
I'm still figuring him out.
Okay. Cody, the zipper sales manager. So A.
Interesting.
Oh, we didn't see those arm tats earlier.
Huh. He was the one that other dude was trying to start random dramatics with.
Yeah, maybe there's like a zipper rivalry or something. What
maybe.
Do you think a zipper sales manager does?
I don't know.
Zippers
like,
are so essential.
Does
that
he
I
sell them
think,
to like pants
like, hey,
companies?
Hey, Levi's.
Like to Levi's, right? So yeah. You're saying like, hey, my zipper is going to be the best for your denim. Like, I don't.
I'd love
know.
To sit in on a zipper pitch.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. Maybe you should.
Okay.
You should seek that out. Okay.
Connor
yes.
B,
so,
a.k.a. Catman.
Connor B,
Catman
which
Crothers.
Is so interesting, came dressed as a cat, which to anyone like myself was like, what are you doing? This is so weird. Katie was so into it. She's like a diehard cat lady. She's a self-proclaimed cat lady. She was so here for him dressed like a cat.
Mm-hmm.
She loved him. He was the first kiss.
And no, they were actually, like, he was not Justin.
Oh, he wasn't the first kiss. Justin, you're right.
Was.
But he was like the second kiss.
He's
they
one
were
of the more
like
notable kisses.
Hardcore making out, like
yeah. In cat costume.
In cat costume. She then also got a cat costume. She's very into him. And he stayed in the costume the whole time.
Yeah, he's giving me Mr. Mistopheles vibes from
he's a math teacher,
Cats the
right?
Musical. He's a math teacher. He's also the one who was the naked in the bathtub.
Yeah, and I was
ukulele.
Like, weird. This is weird. Oh, I forgot he's a musician as well.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm excited to see more from him.
I think he's got good potential. Yeah. Wow, just like throw your phone.
So sorry.
Why don't you? I think he's got good potential. He's like, so sometimes you get people on this show, like washboard abs, huge muscles. You're like, oh my God, this person's like a Greek god. This guy's just normal.
He's a normal
dude. And I think
dude.
That's like the charm for him.
I don't think she seems more into the like, as we'll talk about more, boyish charm, kind
yes.
of goofball, like normal dude vibe than like washboard ab fake looking guy.
Right. Which like, again, I was perfect for this season. Anywho, Connor C., former baseball player.
I don't remember him.
I don't think he's that good.
I don't remember him at all.
Okay, this guy, David. I vaguely remember him. He seems fine.
I don't remember him either.
He's a technical product specialist. He's from New York.
Great, okay.
Gabriel, this is the
oh,
weird
dude,
hugger.
Dude, the weird hug guy.
Okay.
I was so uncomfortable.
So we're going to practice this hug right here.
No, ready? We are not.
All right, just arms around.
Breathe in. So, and then he was like, "Hope that made
that
it
was,
feel less."
That was a good hug. I think we. Did
you think so?
Yeah.
We did a great job.
We that should was, start every podcast. With
you
that
think
hug.
So?
Yeah.
And then right after, he's like, "I hope that helped calm your nerves." Like, no, it made me feel so uncomfortable.
No, it made everyone uncomfortable. He has, man, looking at him, I sort of see like a. Really, really like dollar store version of Antonio Banderas.
Oh.
Do you see it?
I do.
Yeah. I didn't see it until his eyes are piercing me through this computer
the
screen
computer
right
screen.
Now. It's like a big,
choice.
Warm, awkward hug.
Huh.
He's an entrepreneur. Cool.
Oh, that's dude.
He gone, though. He gone.
Gabriel. Yeah, okay. Who's this?
Garrett. He got a rose at the end. I don't.
Redhead dude.
Yeah, knock off Andy Dalton.
Knock off Andy Dalton, yeah.
Greg,
let's
talk
about
Greg.
So first reaction was like, wow,
Greg
he has
Grippo.
A bad haircut. Okay, let's, okay.
Awful
first
haircut.
Reaction of Greg was like, what is up with his haircut? Bad haircut. But then there was like a boyish charm about mm-hmm. him that we really were into.
And both of us, like, as the episode went along, we're like, you know what?
Is Greg
Greg's
okay?
Kind of,
like,
yeah.
is Greg cute? Like,
yeah.
we're really... Greg's growing on
it's
us.
It's sort of like the unsuspecting, like, person in the rom-com.
Yeah.
Where, like, you don't really see it coming the whole time, and then in the end, boom. I said this a couple times. So, at the beginning, or, like, when he was first talking with Katie, and he displayed the noodle necklace.
Oh, man. That's what sold it for me.
So, he's got a very large family. He's got a lot of nieces and nephews. I think, like, he said each brother or sister has, like, 3 or 4 kids at this point. And one of his nieces, 3 years old, 4 years old, made this, like, noodle necklace. And he gave it to Katie. And it was so adorable.
Cute. And it was, like, it was so cute how he built it up. Like, yeah, my niece makes necklaces, and she's got a long waiting list. But I got you the top spot. And
right.
Made out of, like, noodles. It was so cute. And I loved it. And that struck a chord with Katie for sure.
Yeah, and I think it struck a chord with the audience, too, as someone who was watching it.
Oh, I loved
but
it.
He gave me, like, in this moment, again, the boyish charm, like Ryan Gosling in Remember the Titans
yeah,
vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
As the episode progressed and he ended up being the first impression rose, he gave
did
me like...
Did you say Ryan Gosling in Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling was in Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh. Okay. Interesting.
Get with it.
Interesting. I learned something new
and
every
then,
time.
Like, when he got the first impression rose and they started making it, I was like, oh, this is like Ryan Gosling in The Notebook.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
That makes more sense now that you say that. Okay, yeah. So he did get the first impression rose, which I was kind of surprised about. I thought it was going to go to the cat guy.
Connor.
But I liked,
Batman.
But I liked this as a choice.
Yes.
And I liked they had a little nice makeout sesh.
Yeah.
But it was like kind of a cute, awkward, but turned really nice makeout sesh. So I like Greg. And he was so shocked to get the rose. Like, he didn't even believe it. Like, and I believe that he truly was surprised.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about Greg.
This glamour bio says, Greg wants 6 kids and cries during movies. That's all.
I like him even more now.
That's too many kids.
6 is too many.
6 is like 4 too many.
6 is so many kids. Yeah. I like that he cries during movies. I mean, I don't really cry during movies.
Honestly, you're a stone cold callous human.
Yeah, I don't cry during movies. I don't cry during shows. I don't cry during books. But I understand why other people might.
You have no feelings.
So it's exactly.
Hunter.
Oh my goodness.
Another arm tat. So we miss all the
arm
tats.
I want to see all
today.
The arm tats. Everyone has to wear t-shirts next week so I can see if they have arm tats or not.
I told you this already, and this is a slight diversion, but I know people are interested in my arms. so I've been thinking about getting like forearm tattoos. I don't know what I want to get yet, but.
Yeah, we don't know what they're going to be.
Do you think I should do it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll come with you.
All right.
I'll record it.
All right, cool.
But you know what you're going to get?
Tat, please.
Another episode. Where are you going to get it?
Forearm. Left forearm, for sure.
You want to get them? You're gonna get matching ones
inside. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Get matching.
Great listeners of Bats, please let us know if you think I should get a forearm tattoo.
I think yes.
Okay.
I see you being one of those guys who gets like weird arrow things.
No, that's stupid.
Like tribal like tattoo on your arm.
Okay, TBH. I do love like Samoan tattoos.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
But like, I'm not gonna appropriate the culture.
I'm just saying I can see, like, you would match the vibe.
I'm not a tattoo Paul Simon.
You would match the vibe of a, like, tribal tat.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
No, it's fine. It's just okay. a neutral statement. It's just
that's
an,
fine.
Just
not
an
everything
observation.
Has to have a positive or negative energy.
Yes, exactly.
Anywho.
Speaking of energies, negative.
Hunter.
I don't understand him.
No, wait,
he has two kids?
And a pet parakeet, so basically 3 kids.
Whoa. That did not come up.
No.
He's too short.
Here's
also.
My thing. I honestly don't think anybody with kids is going to make it with Katie.
I agree because she also got weird. Someone else had a kid.
It's just not her vibe.
And she basically doesn't know if she wants kids. Because someone else said, do you
she's
want
like
kids?
She's like open to a bunch of possibilities. So I don't think she knows for
she
sure.
She seemed like the way she described her thought of children was that she's not really. She didn't sound at least into the idea of wanting to like birth any. Like, she may be interested in, she was like, I'm open to the idea of having a family in different ways, is I think how she said it.
Yeah.
So I think she's, like, kind of not sure how she feels about all of that, which is cool.
Yeah.
So someone already with children is a pretty big commitment if you're not really sure how you
exactly,
feel.
Exactly, yeah. Like, if you're on the fence either way, it's not, like, an ideal situation to
correct.
Start out with
correct.
A couple of kids.
Especially to fall in love with someone where you haven't, like, met their kids. That would be a tough one.
Yeah.
A lot of people have left the show because they came on with children and it was like too much.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy.
Okay, Jeff. So a couple places to start with Jeff.
Why is his V-neck so low? That's the first question.
We can either start with the weird RV thing that
okay,
he did.
So
let's unpack that.
I was really uncomfortable. Okay, so first you roll up an RV. Whatever. People roll up with weird cars. Then he kept saying he lived in the RV and I wasn't sure if he was serious or not.
Yeah.
Then he made some comment about, like, I know it's weird usually to get in vans with strangers, but this one's fine.
But also
and I was
come
like,
to the room.
I was like, I don't really like that vibe.
It is.
And then he came inside and gave her iced tea and was like, don't worry, I'm not going to get you drunk and invite you and bring you back to the bedroom. And I was like, no.
It was super serial killer.
I don't like this at all. I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah. It was bad. I don't know.
Weird.
Like, what? At what point in your thought process are you like, this is a good idea?
I don't know. And it was already weird enough, but like the creepy comments were just not it.
So maybe based on his occupation, maybe this is why he's a creepy person. He's a surgical skin salesman.
What does that mean?
So
what does that mean?
I don't really know. If I had to guess, you're like trying to maybe. So if someone gets a. What's the word? Like a skin
like
graft
a skin
or
graft?
Something?
Like
yeah.
you sell
them skin grafts. Like I don't know if
sell
you like,
skin
right. I don't know if you get like
what?
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know. I need to learn more about what that means.
You get some skin swatches and you're
right,
just like,
that's
no,
so
I don't
creepy.
Like this one.
His description says Jeff finds time every weekend to mow his parents' lawn, do some laundry, and sit down for a big Italian dinner.
Hey,
he also calls himself an exceptional lover.
weird.
Which is weird, because I would think anyone who goes out of their way to say that about themselves is probably not.
And they're probably a substandard level.
That's what I'm saying. Or like subpar, maybe below average at best. Because if you have to go out of your way to say it, probably not.
Yeah.
I'm just, I don't know. We'll see.
Which, for the listeners, so you know, I'm an exceptional, exceptional, great, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just normal. Okay, John, 27, bartender. He's a thrill-seeking vegetarian. This guy's just total milquetoast. Moving on.
Yeah, he's fine. All right, moving on to the next one.
Josh.
Who do we got next? I don't remember him at all.
No memory. Okay, so he reminds me a little bit. You're not going to know this, but...
Okay.
He kind of looks like a younger, taller, slightly more handsome Marcus Samuelson, who's a great chef.
That's nothing to me.
One of the premier black chefs in America. I think he's like half
Ethiopian, I like his description.
John starts celebrating Christmas in October.
Josh.
Josh, sorry.
Reed.
Know how to. You were whispering into my ear. It's like, you know I can't read.
Josh starts celebrating Christmas in October.
Someone get Josh a calendar is what this says.
I love that about him. I like him already.
Look, I know it's June and we're going to have this argument here, but like, you can't start Christmas until after Thanksgiving.
I can and I will, and I do it every year, and I'll start November 1st. Like I do every year. You can say whatever you want.
I even think you start before that.
No, not until Halloween, because I love Halloween.
Okay, true.
Halloween has to be over. But when it's midnight and November 1 it hits, it's Christmas.
Yeah. Okay, Justin, he was the artist.
Okay, I was super into his painting.
He's
like,
really
he's
good at the
super
rose.
Talented. He had me until he said weird stuff about the painting.
He explained like the emptiness in the heart.
Just
like,
let her interpret it. Like,
right.
He had me until he was like, do you see that hole in the heart? It's the void of what I'm missing. And I was like, nah, you ruined it, dude.
Yeah, but he
but
got
then
the-
then they kissed.
He got the first kiss of the evening.
And it just kind of happened. Like, yeah. I feel like I turned for 1 second, and all of a sudden they were kissing.
I think he's got potential for this season. I also think he might have been the one that dunked in
his
selfie video. And, like, honestly, if you dunk, mad props to you. I wish I had those hops.
If you guys didn't know, Evan likes basketball a lot.
Love it. Which, by the way, just so you know, I didn't watch a playoff game tonight. Because I was watching this.
You missed a playoff game for this?
Now, granted, I got a score update, and the Nets totally
could have, you know, switched back and forth or something.
Ass, but no, it's fine.
Wow, the commitment is really
right. Well, I take this seriously because it's
serious stuff.
My only job.
Right? Yeah. No, it's really important.
Okay, Carl, he was a motivational speaker.
Okay, talk about our comments about motivational speakers.
So I'm a little skeptical of motivational speakers.
I am as well.
Your Tony Robbins types. I get the sense that they're like low-key grifters.
You have to explain what that means to the group.
I think it's like they're kind of scheming you in a way, either for money or for some sort of like... Yeah.
And that's not to knock all motivational speakers.
No.
I'm sure there's some great ones out there.
And I'm sure Carl
whole...
might be one too, but I just think generally like that's how I view motivational speakers. He like had these interesting prints of him and Katie. So like he showed it off in the selfie thing, and it was like these sort of like animated almost, or like sort of comic book style graphics of him and Katie. And like, I don't know, it wasn't vibing with me. And then he showed her this like
piece. It wasn't vibing with me either, because I also think that Katie is very much not the like damsel in distress, rescue the princess kind of person.
Which I think a motivational speaker is going
to
want.
Which I think is very obvious.
Have.
And the picture he drew was like, here's me, the prince, going to save you from the tower. Which I'm not saying he meant anything by that or not trying to read into things, but I just don't get that being her vibe.
Yeah. And like the one that he showed in their little cocktail party interaction, it was like the adventures of Katie and Swizz or whatever. I don't know where Swizz came from.
Yeah, what is that? Your
Swizz
nickname?
Is Swizz
like,
Beatz in
Swizz
this?
Beatz
like,
is
he's
part
already
of it.
Married to Alicia
Maybe
Keys.
Maybe Alicia Keys is there.
So I get
like...
that shit straight.
Right. Right, exactly.
And all, but there was also like an American flag in there too.
Oh, and it was like backwards.
The scene like kind of looked like the Capitol riot.
We were really confused by what it was all about.
Yeah, very confused. This guy, okay, Kyle, I don't think he got a rose.
Oh, I think he did.
Oh, okay, maybe.
I'm pretty sure I saw him at the end. Kyle's fine.
He looks basic.
Why do the pictures look so bad? Like, even worse than I feel like on TV was. These pictures just like don't.
I think we've got a bad, like a visually bad group of guys.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. What is happening?
This guy Landon, he's a basketball coach.
I think he went home.
He went home.
Yeah.
He looks like dollar store Matthew McConaughey.
Here's the thing: if your forehead is super big, you cannot have a hair
it's
like that.
It's very square. It's very rectangular.
But you can't have a hairstyle like that.
I mean, I learned about this in geometry class. Like, this is perfect 90-degree angles.
It literally is.
Two sides of equal length. Impressive.
You're right. You're right.
Look, and I want to caveat: neither of us are perfect human beings. We both have our flaws.
Yourself, Evan.
Allison's back is like a spiral staircase.
That's true. That's fair.
Scoliosis.
That's true.
I've got mild Tourette's and a bunch of other issues, so like I understand that we're not perfect.
Which is why it's fine.
Okay, Marcus, real estate.
Oh,
broker.
I could like Marcus. I might like him.
Seems like a normal guy.
Good smile.
Yeah, good smile. Marty. So he went home based on this picture on Glamour magazine.
Old.
So he looks like a mix between. He's 25.
Oh my god! No way! I'm older than him.
Yeah.
Wow, he looks way older than that.
He looks like a mix between Dale and the picture of The Rock where he's wearing the necklace.
You are 100% correct.
Yeah. Check out Glamour magazine.
You are 100% correct. This is the only way we can remember who these people are, right? At this point
right.
in time, so.
Because there's 30 of them, and it's hard to keep track.
Michael is like
36.
The most boring white bread dude. I don't know.
Yeah, he's from Akron.
He has a kid.
He's
a 4-year-old.
He and LeBron are the same age. They're both from Akron. What if they went to grade school together? What if this guy knows LeBron?
I hope that they do. That would make him a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
He's got a 4-year-old son, which is where the conversation with Katie came out about, like, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, so I am...
I think I kind of like that also about Katie being unconventional because every bachelorette comes on here like, I just want to get married and have children. And Katie's like, I don't know.
So
and I kind of like that about her too.
So of the 4-ish seasons I've watched, maybe there's more than that, I don't know. Of those seasons that I've watched, I think 2 have not ended in... engagements. Colton's season
Colton,
and Matt's season.
Oh yeah, Colton and Matt's.
And then like if you want to count Peter's, which was like a disastrous.
I like to pretend that season never happened,
yeah.
To be honest with you.
Do you think, and this is very early to tell, do you think that Katie's season will end in an engagement? I think no. I think she's too like
I don't know.
Practical about it.
I think she is really practical about it, and I don't think she's someone who would just be like, get engaged to get engaged. I don't know.
Yes.
Ask me again in a few weeks.
I'll ask you again in 12 weeks at the final episode.
Okay, perfect.
So we've got Mike. He is a baseball player also, which we've seen on the show before, and there's nothing wrong with this. He's a virgin.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that might be the direction we were going because if you notice, his cross necklace is just like really big.
Huge.
Like, it's a really big necklace. So I had some feeling that was going to be an immediate conversation.
It's a little bit smaller than Vin Diesel's in Fast and Furious, but...
Any chance Evan has to bring Fast and Furious up. I think he's really attractive. Like, I think he's good looking, and I am into baseball players. My husband is a former baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the virgin thing is going to work for Katie because she's very sex positive and is like super open about that.
Yeah.
And I don't see that working out.
He looks a little bit like if Alfred P. Newman was a jock.
I don't know who that is.
He's the cover kid of, or I guess maybe guy, of the Mad magazines.
A gym owner. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, scroll up. Never mind.
Mike
doesn't like desserts. I'm sorry, but if you don't like dessert,
he doesn't.
Just cannot even.
Well, this checks out.
I don't know if I can hang out with someone who
all
doesn't
desserts
like dessert.
Are aphrodisiacs, so maybe
maybe that explains it.
Yeah.
I don't
like hot fudge brownies.
How do you not? What? How do you not like dessert?
I don't know.
I actually have a very strong opinion that, like, when you go out to dinner with people, like, it's way too rare that people order dessert. I'm a big, like, let's get coffee and dessert after we had dinner guy.
Yeah,
and,
especially,
like,
after a nice dinner.
People are not as
nice
into
espresso,
that.
Even if it's just an espresso.
I agree. Shout out to my pal, Lainey Sportsman, who
the sportsman.
Will always get a dessert with me.
Does she listen? She listens.
Yeah, and Lainey is into the dessert after dinner vibe. We ordered dessert together. And
I'm gonna give Lainey a shout out for her dog Taco. Go follow the Golden
Taco
on Instagram. One of my favorite follows. And honestly, Taco needs to get more content out there.
Big into Taco. Big into Lainey. All of the above.
Congratulations on your upcoming marriage, by the way, Lainey.
Hey, I got your bridal shower invitation today.
All right.
Moving right
Courtney
along to
with a Q. He was very into the Q stuff.
He was so into the Q stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think his favorite musical is Avenue Q?
Has to be. You know what his favorite toiletry is? A Q-tip.
Q-tip. You know what his head also looks like?
A Q-tip. So yeah, Courtney, I don't know. He came on a little strong with the Q stuff.
Too much.
I don't know. He's not interesting to me. I don't think he'll last super long.
Yeah, I don't either.
Thomas. You like Thomas.
I like Thomas. Yeah. Thomas just was like the first one, I think. Or one of the
first
ones.
He was the
first
one out of the limo, yeah.
He was smooth. He's normal. I think he's good looking. Mm-hmm. I think I really liked his suit. It was kind of different.
Yeah.
What does his description say?
Admits he rocked the Ed Hardy trend back in high school.
That's funny.
I like wear that. Ed Hardy?
What?
Do you ever wear Ed Hardy?
No, I did not.
Same.
But I like that he can make fun of himself.
Same. We've got Trey. So Trey.
I like Trey.
He was kind of goofy, but also like a bit of a polymath. Like he can read Latin.
Yeah.
I think he, let's see, let me check my notes real quick. He did the ball pit, which I know has nothing to do with like being a polymath. He plays harmonica. He knows 40 digits of pi.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think like he can bring the goofiness, but I also think he has like depth of feeling. He's the mama's boy.
I like that.
Which like as a fellow mama's boy, I know my mom's gonna be just over the moon to hear that.
Hi, Melanie.
Hey. You've never met her.
I know, but doesn't it feel like
she gave you a birthday wish over the
pod. It feels like we're close. Like, it feels like we're friends, even though we haven't actually met in person. We have all the same opinions.
Yeah. Because my mom texted me during this episode and said, I will read it verbatim. This is, we'll call this Melanie's Corner.
Melanie's Corner. I like that.
There are some ugly ass was in all caps, ugly ass guys on this. So that's her take.
Hot take. Be interested to see what everyone else thinks.
So I like Trey a lot. Okay, so I believe that is all of the gentlemen. Oh, maybe not on this list was James, the box man.
Okay, so that was actually kind of funny.
Or if you're an Alice in Chains fan. Man in the box. Bow, bow. Sorry, I know you don't know that, but
okay.
Anyways.
All right, so I thought it was kind of funny. Like,
no, I thought it was too.
Because I sometimes think the entrances are really so stupid and annoying. Yeah. But I thought it was kind of funny that he was just like, gotta find me inside to get like for me to come out of the present. Like it was kind of funny. I don't know. I liked it.
I wish that he committed to it the entire episode.
And just made her
like went
had
to
her
the
pick
rose,
him as
yeah.
like just like to keep him around to know what he looked like.
Yeah.
That would have been funny.
I think if he stayed in the box, I mean he got a rose anyways, but I think if he stayed in the box, it would have guaranteed
him a spot, yeah.
Him a spot. Like, I think that's just very, like, there's a mystery to that, but it's also at the same time, it's very funny.
So he did come out of the box eventually, and he is arguably one of the best looking gentlemen of the group. And seems very charismatic kind of right away.
He had the Long Island accent.
The other guys, as soon as he walked in, the other guys were like, shit. Damn it.
He's a dapper fellow.
Like, he's dressing nice. He's got, like, the, like, little Long Island accent. Like, he's handsome. They were like, all right, great. Hoping Box Guy was ugly, but that was not the case.
So, one last bit of superficiality here.
Last bit. It's never the last bit.
There's never... Let me tell you one thing about this pod. There's never a last bit. Whenever you think that it's the last bit, there's always another one. So who do you think is the most just attractive in terms of just looks? We're talking straight sex appeal.
I think the Box Guy.
Really?
Wait, what's his name again?
James.
I think James and... Why don't I remember any of their freaking names? James and Thomas.
Yeah, you're a big Thomas gal.
Yeah. James and Thomas, as of now, for me.
Okay. Okay.
What do you think, Evan?
Let me look at my notes here. Boy. So many to choose from. So many. I kind of liked Andrew S. I think there was some...
That literally means nothing to me.
He was... I don't know him. He was the fake British accent guy.
Okay.
I don't know.
I did like that.
I mean, just from like a look standpoint, yeah, Thomas is a good looking dude. Tall drink of water.
That's true.
Okay. So we kind of scanned over, you know, how they did their entrances, how they did their interactions with Katie. Did anything stand out to you? In terms of, you know, let's get to this. Who are some emerging favorites for you?
I think right off the bat, emerging favorites in terms of connection with Katie is, I'm not gonna remember any of their names. Connor, math teacher, cat guy.
Catman.
Box guy.
James.
Yeah, and
Greg.
I think those are the three that immediately I feel like she was into and connected with.
Yeah, and historically, on The Bachelorette, the first impression rose is typically a good indicator of
and them several times the person that The Bachelorette picked for the first impression rose ended up being the last one standing. And I feel like there's something to be said for a lot of the women that are picked to be The Bachelorette, like, know what they want, and they're pretty immediately can tell who they connect with and don't. So I feel like that's kind of why that's been the case.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm intrigued. I do feel like as far as premieres go, I would say it was a pretty boring overall premiere.
Well, we talked about it earlier. There was no like real drama or anticipation. There were a lot of, like, I think there were semi-memorable entrances. I think Boxman and Catman. I want to circle back real quick to the zipper salesman guy.
Okay.
He had the sex doll. Remember the sex doll?
Oh, God. That was awful. I hated it so much.
Yeesh.
That was not
which it. I think that was trying to be like a callback on Katie's like, entrance to the mat with the like vibrator.
It wasn't the same. It was creepy.
I don't know a way you can win. Win that. I think that's Katie's territory. Let her have that.
Yeah, just let her have that. Yeah. I would have to agree. So while the premiere was a little dull, I will say that the preview for this season looked really good.
Preview looked good.
Looked like a lot of fun drama. I think it looks like it's going to be really entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Very notably, a couple of guest appearances from... I saw Wells.
Nick,
which is interesting because he was the runner-up of Caitlin Bristow's season.
Mm.
And Caitlin is... I mean, they've obviously moved on and a long time ago and had friendship things since then. But it's interesting that he randomly shows up. I can't wait to see what Nick is doing there.
Yep.
And then we did see in the preview a return favorite.
That's a loose.
That felt really dramatic.
Loose.
A return character from Claire/Tayshia's season. Blake Moynes is going to be making an appearance on Katie's season. He obviously comes in a few weeks.
Which actually, the more I think about it, the more I understand why.
Because he was so like sex positive the whole like season, and making
but
jokes
in like a
stuff.
High school boy.
I agree,
way.
But I get why he would be like into Katie and yeah. think that that would make sense. So yeah. I'm really intrigued to see how that's gonna go.
Yeah.
As we know, it doesn't go well when people come in the middle of the season. So forever,
right.
probably everyone else will hate him. So.
I think that's sort of their solution because they're not really traveling anywhere. Like that's their. Sort of
way to stir up some dramatics,
yeah, and like way to bring like a either fresh scenery or something that's new and different to the scene.
I hope we get back to being able to travel soon because I do think that it adds way more excitement to the show overall when they can travel.
I think once we're back on the island for Paradise was gonna happen.
I think Michelle season maybe they can
Michelle
travel.
Season definitely.
I think they can travel in Michelle season.
Is it weird? Like I'm already like I can't wait for Michelle season.
I know
already.
I love Michelle so much,
and it's not. Based on the previews, I think this will be end up being an enjoyable season.
But
I
based
think
on the premiere.
The premiere was a little flat.
A little flat.
We still had a good time watching it.
We did. We did have a good time watching it. And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, it's just about having a good time.
Right.
Right.
Like, you know, what I've learned from the past year, Allison, is
yeah,
that
tell me.
Is that life on this earth is so precious and mm-hmm. can be taken away from you at any minute.
Yeah.
And you just want to enjoy the time with the friends that you have. Watching Bachelorette,
which is me. Rose. That's the friend.
That's sadly the only one.
That's it. That's the only one. No, you have other friends.
I do. They're great.
They're cool. I like them.
Okay. So as
and that's it. That was nice.
As always nice. On this show, we have a tradition of giving out two roses. Typically. Allison will try to get out of these because I don't really know why she wants to do it.
I think because I don't think of it, and then at the end I'm like I didn't think of one. However, I do have one.
You do have one
already.
Okay, cool. Go for it.
So we'll just do one today.
That's fine because honestly I'm still trying to think of mine.
Oh, okay, great. We'll just do
you
one
go ahead
today.
And go first.
Okay. I don't think you're gonna get this reference actually for once.
Try me.
Okay, so I'm gonna give the Joey and Chandler rose.
Friends.
Yeah, but I don't think you're going to get the reference that I'm about to make about it.
Okay.
The Joey and Chandler rose to my friend that lives in the box that I keep forgetting his name.
James.
Because there's an... If anyone who's watched Friends, there's an episode of Friends where Joey and Chandler have a crush on the same girl.
Classic. Monica?
And no. And Joey is upset that Chandler took his girlfriend, so... He makes him stay in a box to think about what he did. And he just has to interact with everyone while living, like laying inside of this box. And that's all I could think of the whole time when he was in the box. And I know you've never seen that episode, but anyone who's watched Friends will understand.
No, I don't watch Friends.
Wow, I finally have something that Evan does not know.
So a little bit of a cop out here. I've actually made most of the Rose references I wanted to make earlier in the pod. so that's on me for doing that.
That's on you.
I kind of did that as a favor to you because I didn't know if we were actually going to do the roses. But copping out, I'm giving the John Popper rose to Trey for his harmonica playing. John Popper, of course, the main singer and harmonica player of the great band Blues Traveler.
Obviously, as we all know.
Yes.
that's funny. Okay. Great.
I will say, going back to, you know, the rest of the season, I think we've got a good one in store.
It looks
it can only go up.
It can only go. Maybe that's the point. Maybe yeah. they set the bar low at the premiere so that everyone will be like, huh. And then the rest of the season will seem so entertaining.
Right. And hopefully we did not set the bar low for you. Hopefully we brought the energy this season. The rest of the season is going to be good.
It's going to be great. We're going to continue our like...
Continue, yeah.
Doing
I like,
our episodes immediately after watching.
I like the
fun.
Instant reactions. I think
it's
obviously
fresh.
Like we lose some of the time to really think about a rose.
But it's fresh and I like
it's
that.
It's fresh. We're still going to come at you with great bits this season. No doubt about
so many
that.
Bits.
To keep up with the great content, you can definitely just keep listening to this podcast if you do one simple thing. What might that be, Allison?
I don't know, Evan. What is it?
You just go to your podcast app. You type in Batch Please. And that's BACH, comma, space, PLEASE. Find us.
If they're listening to this, they already found us.
Well, it could have been sent to you. Something else could have happened with it.
You're right, Evan.
You hit that follow button, you hit that subscribe button, you hit whatever that button is, it's going to have this podcast show up in your little pod box every single week.
Yeah, hit all the buttons. And while you're following things, you can also follow us on social media, and our Instagram and Twitter is at batchpleasepod. You can also shoot us an email, batchpleasepod@gmail.com.
So let us know your takes on this season so far. Who are your favorite guys? Should I get an arm
tattoo? And whether or not Evan should get an arm tattoo. All equally important.
If you have any questions for us, let us know if you like the new format of these instant reactions. We're hoping to get this out a little more timely because sometimes these come out, you know, like a Wednesday or Thursday.
We're busy people.
You haven't thought about
it. We got a lot going on. We're just busy.
We're not as busy anymore.
We're so busy.
We're actually carving out time to not be busy. Real quick, before we go, so if you're familiar with the show, you know we talk a lot about The Masked Singer.
We love The Masked Singer.
It is absolute fever dream.
The best show ever.
It is wonderful. Obviously, we have our sister podcast, Mask Please. Go check it out.
We love Masked Singer.
The season ended last week. Our boy, Nick Lachey, a.k.a. Piglet.
Piglet.
Was the winner of the season.
Cincinnati boy.
But
and
also,
who else was the winner?
But also, speaking of winners this season, so a couple of friends, and Allison and myself, we held this competition where we would guess who these people in the mask were.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, Allison was the inaugural winner.
Thank you very much.
So we had a whole corkboard, clue board action going
very
on.
Very intense.
You're going to win a trophy a Masked Singer hoodie.
It's a real honor. Cannot wait to have the Masked Singer hoodie.
If only your bachelor, bachelorette acumen was as good as your Masked Singer one, this podcast would be way better.
And you know what? Maybe it will. We'll see how it all shakes out.
One of these days. But keep listening, and we thank you guys for checking in.
Thanks for following along, and we will see you next week.